Late last week, a judicial panel opted not to consolidate challenges to the Environmental Protection Agency's Waters of the U.S. rule into one case, dealing a blow to the Obama administration's regulatory effort. Critics of the rule contend that it would expand EPA authority over areas never intended by the Clean Water Act. So far, the legal process has been in favor of those challenging the regulation. In August, a federal judge in North Dakota issued a preliminary injunction halting the rule in 13 states, and this month, a federal appeals panel issued a nationwide stay of the rule. Don Paris with the American Farm Bureau Federation says the decision keeps active a wide variety of cases challenging WOTUS across the country.
They made the decision that it was not in the country's best interest to consolidate these cases. So we have almost, 12, 13 cases that have been filed in district court. Ultimately, if the Sixth Circuit chooses not to hear this case and they say this, the case is best heard at the district court level, there's going to be cases going on all over the country.
Paris said in the long term, this case has a chance to end up at the nation's highest court.
The Obama administration has had a huge impact, at least on the circuit court here in the D.C. Circuit. And ultimately, what this case is destined for is Supreme Court review. And for that to happen, there's going to need to be different opinions about how this case plays out. And ultimately, the Supreme Court's going to hear what should be the correct jurisdictional reach of EPA.
Last week, Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association said due to the long timeline of a potential legal ruling, they will continue to push for legislative action.
And we're talking about a case that could potentially go to the Supreme Court. That could be 5, 6 or more years away. We cannot sit and just wait in limbo while the courts continue to look at this. Now, ultimately, that may be where it takes us, but right now we need to make sure that Congress understands they can still act.
WOTUS, also dubbed the Clean Water Rule, has been one of the Obama administration's most unpopular regulations in the agricultural community. Repeal action has passed in the House through both standalone legislation and appropriations riders, but the Senate has yet to vote on the issue. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.